Emergency workers and investigators are combing through fields in eastern Ukraine near the rebel-controlled crash site where nearly 300 people died. Despite having downed Ukrainian military aircraft, pro-Russia rebels deny responsibility for the Malaysian crash and are turning over evidence to Moscow. Ukraine's Prime Minister, Arseniy Yatsenyuk, called for an international investigation for what he called a crime against humanity.
Let me express on behalf of the Ukrainian government my deep condolences to those innocent who were killed by Russian-led terrorists.
Ukraine and Western governments accuse Moscow of supplying heavy weapons to the militias to keep the region destabilized. Russia rejects the accusation, and President Vladimir Putin is blaming the air crash on Ukraine for fighting the rebels.
In relation to this, I would like to mention that this tragedy would not have happened if there was peace in that land, if the fighting had not been restarted in the southeast of Ukraine. And, of course, the state on whose territory this happened carries the responsibility for this terrible tragedy.
The scale of the disaster could prove a turning point for international pressure to resolve the crisis in Ukraine. While the West has imposed sanctions on Russia over Ukraine, the United States has been more aggressive than the European Union. Analysts say the response of Germany and other EU powers to the incident, possibly imposing more sanctions, could be crucial in deciding the next phase of the standoff with Moscow. Political commentator Konstantin von Eggert says that more sanctions are inevitable.
I think there will be more sanctions, because I don't think that Russia, even if it wanted to, can pull out of this Ukrainian quagmire quite soon.
But analyst James Nixie of the British Policy Institute Chatham House believes that while the West will continue to apply pressure with possible further sanctions, Mr. Putin has his own strategy.
There is, in fact, a new Russian toolbox for dealing with disagreements in the post-Soviet space and, by extension, the West. And that toolbox includes a number of weaponry, if you like. And that weaponry can be actual weaponry, tanks, as in Crimea, but it can also be in terms of bribery or coercion or energy cutoffs or diplomacy even. And so there are a number of instruments that Putin can and will use, benign and illegitimate, in order to achieve his goals.
Nixie says this so-called toolbox will deter the West from escalating beyond applying tougher sanctions. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Moscow.